It all has meaning to me. As I explain my paintings, I hope that they get away from me, that the idea takes off and has a life of its own. If all his paintings have meaning, as he stated in this quotation, what was James Rosenquist trying to imply with his work 123 Outside? Did the painting take a life of its own? Rosenquist was born November 29, 1933, in Grand Forks, North Dakota. At the age of 15, he began a study of art at the Minneapolis Art Institute, and in 1953 he continued his studies at the University of Minnesota. Just a few years later, he had a scholarship to attend the Art Students League in New York. There he met Robert Indiana, who may have influenced how he painted small abstract pieces. His first one-man exhibition in the Green Gallery was sold out. Throughout the years, he worked on several sculptures, had quite a few exhibitions at the gallery Elena Sonnebend. He showed his work at the Dwan Gallery in Los Angeles and taught at Yale University. Soon enough, he began to work with lithographs. Rosenquist's work didn't really take off until the late 70s and 80s, when he decided to stop painting billboards and take a more serious route of art. He painted images of women that are confronted with machine aesthetics, usually in large oblong compositions. The themes of these dynamic compositions include fire, progress, and war machinery, which he shows in rotating pictorial narratives. In the late 1980s, Rosenquist's artistic development over his entire career was shown in a comprehensive retrospective exhibited at 6 different American museums. Currently, Rosenquist lives in Arapahoe, Florida, at a house he designed with a built-in studio. In this painting, you see 3 parts. Does it have something to do with its title? The painting was done in 1963. For this particular piece, Rosenquist used oil on canvas with wood and a wire support. On the bottom third, you see some type of cloth that's pink and has a red background. In the middle section, you see a blue car hood and a windshield part. The car looks a bit older to me. The third part at the top looks as though it is perhaps unfinished. Why is it unfinished? Or is it finished and just making you think? Though this painting is very simple, it brings plenty of questions to your mind. The piece is very close up. Why is that? Is it trying to convey an emotion or message? Are we not supposed to see what is really going on? I think it may be a happy family breaking up and things turning bad. I can picture truculent fights between parents and scared little girls hiding from the arguing. I can see the young children hiding behind the pink cloth while their big strong father drives away in their old blue car. After that, I am lost. I think that is the unfinished part. What do you see happening in this painting? This is Gretchen Hurl, the Bulldog Podcast.